Welcome to the Midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland in our Buck studio again, which means live music for a midday. And today we have members of the group Con Vivo celebrating something like 14 years together by now. And boy, time does fly. They're going to be performing Friday, January 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the First Congregational Church in Madison. And we'll be hearing some of that program today, as a matter of fact. Not all of it, but a good sampling. And so what we'll have is a series of twos and threes performing from the ensemble. It's a very modular kind of group. And we're going to start with something by Max Bruch, who has eight pieces that he wrote for clarinet, viola, and piano. And the performance in this case is going to involve the founder of Con Vivo, right? Robert Taylor?
One of them, yes.
Yes, one of the founders, he says, from afar. Jancy Vincent will be the violist, and Dan Lyons is at the piano. So here's the first of our pieces for this afternoon. It's an andante from those eight pieces for clarinet, viola, and piano by Max Bruch.
Thank you.
one of the pieces that Max Bruch wrote for clarinet and viola and piano, and apparently Bruch's son was an accomplished clarinetist. He wrote that piece with him in mind. And Bruch had something in common with Brahms, who also wrote clarinet pieces late in his career. The two had what could be called a rather unfortunate relationship at times, as Bruch at one point was playing one of his pieces for Brahms on the piano, and I gather it went on for a while, and at the end, Brahms said, "You must tell me where you get your beautiful manuscript paper." Ouch. Brahms, I guess, could be a little terse and salty at times. And now, as I say, something, well, I was going to say completely different. You would think so, given that we're going from Max Bruch, late 19th century, to Dmitri Shostakovich, who's got both feet in the 20th century. These pieces are, like so many of Shostakovich's, just delightful. And, you know, I couldn't help noticing that, well, our performers are going to be Olga Pomalova and Catherine Taylor, and the pianist again, Dan Lyons. Olga, you're from Siberia, so just tell me, how does the weather compare today?
I think it's pretty much the same, but maybe, yeah, pretty much the same, because here is a windy day today. So it's about minus 30, 35 in Fahrenheit in Siberia today.
In the hometown?
Yes, in my hometown.
So you won't get too homesick today?
No. No.
Especially with some good Russian music.
Yes.
So this is a set of three duets for two violins and piano by Shostakovich.
Thank you.
Well, if there's a composer who would be up for the designation of most versatile, I would say it would be Dmitri Shostakovich. I'm not sure that I could have identified Shostakovich by anything in those two pieces that we just heard, or three pieces, two of the three duets for two violins and piano, played there by Olga Pomolova, Catherine Taylor, and the pianist, Dan Lyons. Back now to our Buck Studio and live music from Convivo. They're going to be performing this Friday night, 7:30, First Congregational Church in Madison, a program including much of what we're going to be hearing during the midday today. And we've heard so far from Max Bruch and from Dmitri Shostakovich, and it's a quite varied program because next up is a Mozart contemporary by the name of Franz Danzi, and we'll be hearing some pieces played by violist Jancy Vincent and cellist Derek Handley. As long, Jancy, as I asked Olga the weather question, you know, she being from Siberia, we've got the other extreme here. You're from Gainesville, Florida, my own hometown, and how do you feel?
Well, a little bit chilly today, mm-hmm. and I have to say my Christmas break was fantastic this year, and wish everyone could have been there, but just had to go.
Yeah, next time. And so, about this piece, Franz Danzi, as I say, he's a Mozart, a Beethoven contemporary, and fairly prolific, too. But, Derek, what do you find in this piece as a cellist?
Well, he was a cellist himself, and you can tell in the playing that, because the playing is very conducive for cello. I'm not sure about viola.
Yeah, it's good. Good for viola? Okay.
And he actually wrote a cello concerto, which I didn't know until yesterday. And I don't know anybody that's played it. He's more known for his wind music. So
it could be you.
It could be, maybe, yeah.
But that's true. Yeah, he wrote a lot of those wind serenade type pieces late in the 18th, early 19th century. When they were all the rage. I mean, Mozart, Beethoven, even later on, Schubert got into that genre a bit. So what we have here is a duet in C for viola and cello by Franz Danzi. And again, the violist is Jancy Vincent and the cellist is Derek Handley.
Thank you.
Some charming stuff from one of those transitional composers, Franz Danzi by name. We heard Jancy Vincent, the violist, with cellist Derek Handley, and a duet in C by Danzi, who you would think would have been maybe reflecting back in the 18th century when he wrote that piece in 1800, but in fact was a rather forward-looking composer. Knew Mozart when he was quite young, revered Mozart. Had mixed feelings about Beethoven, though, Franz Danzi did. Well, we'll be hearing from a composer who was maybe much more brilliant than is generally given credit for today, but in his own time, he was better known than Bach, generally speaking. We'll hear from him and his music after, of course, our 12:30 quiz question. More music from Con Vivo, the group that's playing at the First Congregational Church in Madison this Friday night, 7:30, a program that will include some of what we're hearing during the midday today, ensemble in its 14th year of performing. Well, okay, so who was that composer I mentioned who overshadowed Bach and whose brilliance is perhaps overlooked by many of us today? His name also appears in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most prolific composer of all time, George Philipp Telemann. And what we have next is a canonic sonata for two violins by Telemann. And the canon implies that kind of like row, row, row your boat. It's sort of folds into itself and parts entering on top of other parts in progress, which is not as easy as it might sound when you have all these parts put together. And so we'll be hearing Olga Pomalova again and Catherine Taylor in this canonic sonata number 1 by Telemann. Lovely stuff from George Philipp Telemann, one of his canonic sonatas, number 1, in fact, for two violins. Well, here's a composer who has actually been in our studio once or twice, a charming and also quite versatile composer. He actually has two names that he goes by. One is Peter Schickele, and the other, of course, is P.D.Q. Bach, the long wayward son of the Bach family. Also a musicologist and also an author, a satirist, and I think you could say also a showman, too. He used to have really dramatic entrances during his performances. He's written more than 100 serious works. And the one we'll be sampling is Little Suite for Autumn and for violin and viola. What does Peter Schickele have to say about this, Catherine?
Well, he wrote this piece for two friends, a violist and violinist, obviously, whose home he often stayed at and loved being there. And so there are 5 movements to this piece, and I've been thinking about what does each movement depict. And I feel like the first movement, if you can imagine you're at a house in the woods or on a lake with your best friends sitting on the front porch swing on a late and lazy afternoon. And the second movement, I imagine the children all running around in the lawn chasing fireflies.
Oh, Yeah, that's certainly something we can visualize even in January. So we'll hear Simple and Flowing is what he called the first movement, and then Bright and Smooth, the second movement, from the Little Suite for Autumn for Violin and Viola by Peter Schickele. Brought you Black Forest Bluegrass and the 1712 Overture, among other things, on his PDQ box side. And then on this side, the Peter Schickele side, two movements from the Little Suite for Autumn for violin and viola, played by Catherine Taylor and Jancy Vincent, members of the ensemble Convivo. Now we have one more from Convivo, and sort of suitable that we started with a piece by Max Bruch that Bruch wrote for his clarinet-playing son. And now we find Felix Mendelssohn doing the same thing, don't we, Robert Taylor?
Yes, he wrote these for the Behrmann family. Carl Behrmann and Heinrich Behrmann are pretty much the Bible for technical studies for clarinet players everywhere. You grow up with these, you learn the scales and everything. It's kind of like the piano sections for things that people learn for. Czerny, I believe, is a popular
one. Sure, yeah,
one.
School of Velocity and other big hits.
Yeah, exactly. So he was actually quite a virtuoso. What I've never understood about this and Mozart's music and a lot of it is that at this time, the clarinet only had maybe 3-4 keys. It was kind of developing. So it's kind of like a hybrid kind of recorder / clarinet. How they got around on some of these technical passages, I could use a few extra keys sometimes, and I don't have them. So they were quite the virtuosi.
And this is marked presto at that. So
exactly.
your movement has to be quick, to say the least. So this particular arrangement of this concert piece, Concertstück, number 2, Mendelssohn is for which combination?
Well, originally it was for clarinet and basset horn, which you don't hear much of anymore.
Alto clarinet, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. It's kind of alto clarinet is the leftover from there. But Mozart wrote for the basset horn. The quintet was written for the basset horn. The concerto was written for the basset horn. We're doing the bassoon clarinet one, though, too, which I think was arranged later on after Mendelssohn's death, which works very well, too, because the range is very close.
All right, here we go. Concertstück number 2 by Mendelssohn. Robert Taylor and Cynthia Cameron Fix will be playing the bassoon, and then Dan Lyons again on the piano. I suspect that you're glad it's not longer. But it was a treat for us for all 2 or 3 minutes of the Mendelssohn Concertstück. The clarinetist, Robert Taylor, Cynthia Cameron Fix was the bassoonist, and Dan Lyons, the pianist. Members, as have been all our performers during this hour of the midday of Convivo, an ensemble that's playing at the First Congregational Church, one of the most popular music venues in the Madison area. And that concert is this Friday, that's January 15th at 7:30. And thanks one and all for being with me on the midday today.